suits, sport coats, dress coats, dress shirts, ties, slacks, shoes, socks, and belts. Tailoring is available, so stop in the Dress for Success shop and let them fit you perfectly. Hours are 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, noon till 4, Saturday. The public is always welcome. Sushi Tuesday at the Library Restaurant and Brew Pub, now in its 7th year. Every Tuesday from 4 till 10 p.m., the sashimi-grade fish is flown in overnight from the world-famous Honolulu Fish Company in Hawaii, featuring the highest quality and freshest sashimi-grade fish available worldwide. Sushi restaurants all over the globe buy from the Honolulu Fish Company. The Library Restaurant and Brew Pub has featured this fish for 7 years. Get the same fish you'd get in sushi restaurants in Chicago, New York, and L.A. Stop in for Sushi Tuesdays at the Library.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Jeff Mickish of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired, and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Jeff Mickish, or agents Bob Franti or Teresa Stachowiak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Well, the Huskies move on to the championship game on Saturday night at XL Energy Center, not long after the Minnesota Wild beat St. Louis at XL Energy Center. It was a big day of hockey in St. Paul and, of course, in the Twin Cities area. The Huskies taking on Minnesota State. They had played them 4 times prior to that. They had tied them once and lost 3 games, all very close games. The Huskies were trying to find a way to beat this team, and they got on the board first. Blake Pietl is scoring the first goal of the game on the power play.
Power play for Michigan Tech. They were 0-1 last night, really never had a true power play. It's brought to you by Edward Jones Financial Advisor Brent Peterson. Shot towards the goal. Rebound! Shot scores! The Huskies take a 1-0 lead. Blake Pietl with the goal on the rebound.
So the Huskies get the first goal of the game, and coach, the power play seemed to be simplified. I don't know if it was, but it seemed like that from way up there. Get the pucks to the net, put in a rebound, and score a goal.
Well, it looked easy, didn't it?
No,
I can't tell you we did simplify it, because as you watch the next power play goal, I mean, we have guys everywhere and they're moving the puck. So we haven't really. I think the key there was just getting people to the net and the puck to the net. And we outnumbered them, and we knew that would be the case if we could get it to the point and move it quick and then go from the blue line area down to low, down by the net, that we could catch him in transition and try to outnumber him. And it worked. And Blake was all alone. And I don't know if he got the great wood on it, but he found a way to put it in the net. And that was a big goal. You know, we had to kill a penalty prior to that, which we did a real good job. And then obviously it took us not very long to score on that power play. And I thought it was a big goal to get out to the lead and play with the lead against them.
It was only 3 minutes and 24 seconds later, though, Chase Grant able to put in the tying goal at the time for Minnesota State.
Hill lost it, and coming back now are the Mavericks with Franklin. At center ice across for Stern. Stern coming in on the side, makes a move, wraps it in front, they score. What a play by the Mavericks in putting it in. The goal number 21, Chase Grant, and it's a 1-1 hockey game.
Well, Coach, that was disappointing. A great push there from Stern to bring that wide, and he did that several times throughout the game. This time, he was able to dish it out at the last moment, and it looked like we might have had somebody there to maybe lift up a stick,
yeah,
and we didn't.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job on that. First of all, we let him get the back of the net, and one of the things we talked about is in that situation is to seal that player off before he gets the back of the net. Have him to make a play on the near side instead of getting around the net and behind it, because then all heck breaks loose, or can it. And it did in that situation. But we had players there, and we didn't cover the most dangerous guys, and those were the guys in front. You know, you got to make sure you get sticks. And, tough goal. Just sort of goes through Jamie somehow and then finds its way in the net. But, disappointing goal to give up, but good play on their part.
That made it 1-1 at the 9-20 28 mark of the period. Chase Grant from Brett Stern and Teddy Bluger. We go to the second period, all tied at one. Alex Batan, another power play goal for the Huskies early on in the period at the 2:44 mark from Shane Hanna and David Johnstone, giving the Huskies their second lead of the game.
Heenan will have control down low. Tyler Heenan back to the point for Hanna. Now for Batan. Batan slides it back over. Hanna looking over for Batan. One-timer scores! Batan with a hard shot from the point of the power play. The Huskies are 2-for-2 tonight. They lead it 2-1.
What a great shot by Alex Batan from that blue line, Coach.
Well, that I thought we could have had a couple chances to shoot the puck, but we kept moving it around, and that's the key to that power play. If they can cycle it and get some movement, and it changes your shooting lane and shooting angles, and that's exactly what happened here. And then Tyler Heenan, as you see, does a great job in front of the net, and the goalie had no chance on it. But good shot by Alex, and good to see him get on the scoreboard as far as scoring a goal, because it's been a while for him. So hopefully that gives him some confidence going into this weekend.
That second 20 minutes of play in that championship game, as you mentioned, and I agree, maybe our best period of the whole season. It's so disappointing that we were only able to get the one goal, because I thought we deserved a lot more. 12-4 were the shots against the number one team in the nation.
Well, we did a real good job without the puck. When you watch the game back, in the neutral zone, we did a real good job. We were aggressive on the puck. We didn't give much time. We took their time and space away, which is very important in a team like that. I thought we played physical. We transitioned the puck well. We did a lot of good things. When you look at our scoring chances, the shots on 12-4, but we didn't generate a lot of really grade A. We might have three or four really good scoring opportunities in that period. Now, they had maybe one, so that's what you're trying to do. And the biggest one came in a sequence where C.J. Eich walks in on a 3-on-1 and went to pull the puck. He doesn't even really get a shot away, and then the rebound was really the key shot. I think Tyler Heenan was right there, and the guy makes a great save. Williams made a great save on that. So we had our opportunities, and I think that was key, as we just couldn't get that third goal to get up by two. You know, they were able to keep it to a one-shot game.
So we go to the third period. We're up by one goal, a chance to close this out for the championship, and I thought, as expected, Minnesota State right off the bat came out with the first couple of shifts really hard.
Well, in the third period?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we took the penalty, and there's some things when you watch it that we could have done better on. I can't tell you CJ just gives a little guy a push, but they sell things, and the guy goes right into Jamie, and it's a good call. But having said that, we got to be careful. You can't take penalties first couple minutes. We got to try to get that 5-minute mark and just play the game. And we always talk about one of the keys to the third period, short shifts. You have to keep the puck moving forward. You have to have good changes. And you have to stay on the ice. You have to have discipline. We got to stay on the ice. And obviously we didn't in that case. And again, we did an excellent job of killing that first penalty. But it gives them momentum, and we get out of the flow of our game.
And we see CJ come out of the penalty box and gets a penalty 1 second after he steps back onto the ice.
Yeah, and that's a tough call. I don't know where he's supposed to go on that. He steps on the ice, and there's the guy, and the puck's there. And, I've watched it a number of times. Tough call. But anyway, it's a penalty, and here we are going shorthanded again.
But we killed it off, and the Huskies still with the lead until the 8:08 mark. Jordan Nelson gets a goal that with the puck brought out to the front of the net, and he's able to squeak it in past goaltender Jamie Phillips, and this gave the Mavericks the tying goal of the game.
And Stern for the Mavericks, dumps it right back in. Here come the Mavericks across the line. McClure with a shot to the net. That one was saved, goes back to the point. Shot again, wide of the net, almost puffed out. Watch out! Up the side, they score! Oh, it was right there, and nobody was able to clear it away for the Huskies, and the Mavericks tie it up 2-2.
Well, that was a goal that, for some reason, Coach, they looked at again, and maybe you can give us more insight on why they were looking at that goal.
This is the goal that that they didn't get right, and I'm not, we lost the game. They're a good team, but these are critical calls in a game like this in the situation. So what happened is they flipped the puck up high in the air. They were offside. So now the puck goes into our zone, and it plays out, and they score. It's a new rule this year in the NCAA that if there was a blown call, an offside, if the team was offside and it's been missed and a goal is scored, that you can review it. Before, you couldn't review it. It was just whatever. So they reviewed it. And here is not word for word, but pretty close to what the referees told me. We went and looked at it. They were offside. We missed the offside. However, all the Maverick players